And I wanted to talk about the cath lab. What happens in a cath lab?
So a cath lab is a place in a hospital where specialized procedures are performed. The most common procedure that's performed is a coronary angiogram, where we would take a tube, that soft plastic tube that goes from the patient's wrist or from their leg and go up to the heart arteries under X-ray guidance, and then we inject a fluid that runs along with the blood that allows us to visualize the blood vessel
If there are any
pipes,
blockages.
and look for any narrowings within.
Okay.
Narrowings are due to usually either plaque, which is from a chronic buildup from cholesterol and the other thing that occurs when a heart attack occurs is due to a sudden clot, which occurs inside the blood vessel itself. So the blood vessel is a small tube that the heart actually feeds its own blood supply to itself. The heart beats, has its own blood vessels that then go around the heart and then dive in, kind of like tree roots, around the heart. And these blood vessels that are usually only a few millimeters in diameter can cause such tremendous drama when a clot occurs. Why a heart attack occurs, we don't always know. Most of the time, we don't have an identifiable trigger. We know what promotes cardiovascular disease and what can be more commonly associated with an increased risk of heart attacks, but why a heart attack occurs at that moment is not usually identifiable. But we do know that once a plaque inside a blood vessel ruptures, then there is a clot that forms that may or may not block the vessel entirely, and if that does block it entirely, then you get the drama of a big heart attack.
And if it doesn't clog the artery or the vein and travels because it's small.
So sometimes a clot can shoot down the blood vessel and cause smaller warning heart attacks, which is very common as well. Probably about one out of four of the heart attacks that we see are the big dramatic kind, and then about three of the four are the less dramatic but important types of warning heart attacks that could lead to a larger heart attack if untreated.
So how do you know? I mean, you can go from your hand or from your leg to the heart. So that means there is a direct connection.
If blood can get down to your hand, we can get usually up from from the hand up to the heart. So yeah, there's a, it's a, it's a remarkable that people can do these things. I still think about it every day,
I know.
how neat it is. But we do about over 5,000 of these a year at the Royal Columbian. The cath lab is a vital tool in the evaluation of people who either have a heart attack or have a large heart attack that they call an ambulance and have that diagnosed. The ambulance team will identify that heart attack based on an ECG done in the wherever that person is, and then they transmit that to our doctors, the eMERGE doctors, the cardiologists on for the cath lab, and that we then will activate the team. So instead of going to the nearest hospital, they'll be taken to the Royal Columbian, to the cath lab, to get emergency treatment right away. So time is muscle, and the sooner that people can call an ambulance,
The
and get
better
it.
It is.
And the ambulance, we can't be more proud of the essential services that
Of course.
the emergency health services provides. They're just terrific guys and gals out there.
Now, I'm a little confused, although we've been talking about this for a long time. How do you know where a clot is or where the narrowing is? Is it usually near the heart? Can it be in the leg? Can it be in my arm? Can it be in my chest?
So clots can occur in blood vessels throughout the body, but
Anyway, so how do you know?
So heart attacks are due to a clot that occurs in the heart arteries themselves, whereas strokes are in many cases due to a clot that forms within the blood vessels that go to the brain. Sometimes they are due to also clots that form within the heart that can shoot off to the brain itself in a condition called atrial fibrillation. The the heart attacks are identifiable by doing the angiogram. The angiogram shows you where the problems are. That's done in the cath lab. That's where we're why me being here is to try to help support people, to help support the Royal Columbian right. Foundation to get a cath lab replacement right. that we urgently need. We're very grateful for the support you're having for us today.
How much does it cost to replace the equipment that currently is quite old in Royal Columbian Hospital?
Well, it's a heavily used equipment, and it's we certainly got our mileage out of it. It was state-of-the-art when it was purchased, but as things go, there's a certain lifespan of any kind of computerized technology. The cath lab equipment is usually in the range of a few million dollars to replace both.
Yes.
We're into probably about somewhere between 3 and 4.
Yes.
Depends on all the pieces that are there. We have to replace both the imaging equipment, which is like a big C arm. It goes above and below the patient. It swings
right.
around on the patient while they're on a table.
Right.
And that allows us to image the heart and other parts of the body that we need to assess while we're doing these procedures.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also have separate monitoring equipment that we need to replace that will allow us to see what the patient's blood pressure is, to
mm-hmm.
see what the heart rhythm is, to allow us to incorporate that information so that we have a very accurate medical record, you know, for what's going on with that patient at that time.
So do you have to then obviously upgrade yourself as far as the knowledge of the equipment is concerned, to continue
sure,
learning?
Yeah, there's been a remarkable change. The
yeah.
original angioplasties were done in 1979 with a homemade balloon
yes.
done in a guy's kitchen.
Yes.
You know, there was a picture of a guy, you know, making a Caesar salad and having the balloon made that was made in the guy's garage with
yes.
one of his engineering friends. And then it's come a long, long way. The first angioplasties were balloons only, no stents, done in the operating room with emergency surgery on standby.
Wow.
And now there is a very low risk of needing emergency heart surgery now with stents. It's usually in the range of 1 or 2 in 1,000.
Right.
The procedures are, when appropriate, are very safe and can make a lot of benefit. We have majority of time we use stents. We usually use medicated stents or drug-eluting stents that
right.
have low rates of re-narrowing. Are very fortunate to live in this era of improvements in technology. At the same time, we have advancements in the wires that we wiggle.
Mm.
We wiggle a little wire from outside the patient that
yes.
turns inside the heart artery to allow us to wiggle down the blood vessel,
wow.
then allows us to wiggle past the narrowing, to balloon it, to stretch it, to then to expand the vessel to put in a stent that actually makes the blood vessel look the same before and after the narrowing that was there. So it's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it is. I mean, technology has made a lot of things very, very possible. But also very complicated too, to a certain extent, isn't it?
Sure. So we're seeing now people that are getting care at later aspects of life. It used to be when I started, you know, a little over 10 years ago, that it was unusual to have more than one or two people over 80 coming to the cath lab, and now it's usually per day, you know, and we see people living longer and healthier
yes.
and having good qualities of life, and we're just trying to keep their independence and keep people able to function and enjoy their lives and to live longer and healthier lives.
You guys are doing a very good job, and I would like to mention that all our listeners who are who have used the Royal Columbian Hospital must give donation to the hospital so that latest equipment can be purchased so that future generations can benefit from it. I understand now that instead of, you know, earlier majority of the heart operations used to be you had to cut up and open up to get to the heart. Now a lot of the stuff is done without doing that, right?
Well, so Bypass surgery is still here to stay.
Yes.
Bypass surgery is a terrific procedure that we do a lot at Royal Columbian, and we actually have one of the busiest cardiac surgery programs in the province. Cardiac surgery has strong evidence supporting its use, and we do stents as emergency treatments mm-hmm. for heart attacks because, number one, it's the most rapid way of treating the large heart attack, and it's one of the most effective ways of getting things treated quickly. When other settings are occurring where someone's coming from home or they have small warning heart attacks, then we have a time to look and see the pattern of blockage and decide which treatment options are better. Yeah, and for most, it's pretty clear cut one way or the other. So, and luckily, we have a lot of highly studied information out there that tells us what to do.
Well, Dr. Phillips, thank you so much for coming to our studios and talking about the cath labs. And I can't stress enough that we need more funding so that we can have brand new equipment in there.
Well, thank you, Sushma. That was I really appreciated the opportunity. Thank you.
Dr. Roger Phillip from Royal Columbian Hospital.